And next, we have a Maori activist explaining to the Maori why they should be interested in the plight of the Palestinians.
I keep hearing people say, it's not our fight. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is wrong. Not only does New Zealand currently have troops involved, but we've long supported the colonization of Palestine. In 1917, Anzac troops invaded Palestine and seized it for Britain, before it was taken by Zionist terrorists who later formed Israel. The Anzacs treated the Palestinians horribly throughout the conquest, and at the end, they killed every male civilian of the Palestinian village of Sudafend, throwing them down wells and burning the village to the ground. And now it's the USA who are funding Israel, to the tune of $4 billion every year. Why? Because the West want a secure strategic ally in the Middle East. Joe Biden even said if there were not an Israel, we'd have to invent one. And of course, New Zealand is in bed with the USA. Just look at our government, spineless and paralyzed when it comes to condemning the Israeli military occupation of Palestine, which has led us to where we are today. It's not complicated. Israel is a genocidal settler colony backed by Western imperial powers. Colonizers always have justifications for the mass atrocities they commit, but no matter how they wrap it, this is ethnic cleansing, and it's been happening for 75 years. In 1948, Zionist terrorists massacred Palestinians, forced them off their land, and destroyed their society. In Arabic, it's called al-Nakba, meaning the catastrophe. Now, Israeli officials are openly calling for a Nakba 2.0. In the last 2 weeks, over 1 million Palestinians have been forced out of their homes. Israel is blocking entry of any food, water, medicine, fuel, or electricity into Gaza. If you're wondering, how do they do this? Well, Israel has been holding 2.3 million Palestinians hostage in a giant concentration camp where they're deprived of the most basic human rights. They lack their own infrastructure, because Israel bombs it and prevents materials going in to rebuild with. They destroy their farms, then drip feed them less food and water than they need. And now they're depriving their imprisoned population of everything, all the while bombing them with the equivalent of a quarter of a nuclear bomb. And that was 6 days ago. It's a genocide. And why does humanity watch on and allow this to happen? Because of Western propaganda that's designed to dehumanize Palestinians. They are manufacturing consent, creating the social license to have Palestinians treated as subhumans. For example, Israel initially claimed Hamas beheaded babies, and Joe Biden confirmed that he'd seen pictures of this. The media repeated it, along with other lies, and the world believed it. Israel then took it back, and the White House admitted that Genocide Joe lied about seeing the photos. The bloody president of the most powerful country in the world, showing his absolute lack of credibility. By the time the truth came out, the damage was already done. My generation have seen this before. America's war of terror, where Western greed and lies resulted in millions of deaths and untold suffering. But times are different now. We have the internet. We have social media, and we can see through this artificial fog of war. Despite their deep pockets, the US and Israeli governments are losing the information war. They're exposing themselves for the monsters that they are, and we can see the greed, the hypocrisy, and we know that this struggle against the global elites, it's not isolated to our respective corners of the world or within the walls that trap Palestinians under an apartheid military occupation. Here's the thing. Whether it's the liberation of Palestine or the self-determination of Iwi Māori, any successful movement against Western colonialism threatens the integrity of their entire project. On the other hand, normalizing violence in one place normalizes it everywhere. The fear of a global anti-colonial revolution is why our oppressors stand together and why we need to do the same. This is our fight. He karere hoki mō ngā rangatira o te ao Māori, ngā puhima, tukua te reo, kua takoto te manuka, kei hea tātou, e pā ana ki tēnei take nui. Our brothers and sisters need us now more than ever. Kia tapatahi, kia maia, kia manawanui.